Daf Tesvav Amid Aleph. The Koshim, the Godim Koshim, is clothing which is very hard. She'im Mechamim, they don't warm a person up. Mutr Leishav Aleim, those that you're allowed to sit on. Namta Leved, which is felt. Shekarim Felter Rabbalas, which is called felt. Gamda is kosher, it's hard. Kamo gomud misa'anim. Dover shehu kovat, something which has shriveled. Nasa kosher becomes hard. Darnish, mokum, it's a place. Sha'ir li yeshiv descendant. She'inu mechamim, because it does not warm you up. Ardalin re'isi b'shuvas ha'goyinim. Rashi says he's sore in the chuvas of the goyinim. Shregilin lavshan takas man aleihim. They would wear them underneath their shoes. V'tayin aleihim. Or shotayashim. And they would either tayin or tayin with a tess. And they would attach to it ram hide on it, goat hide on it, mu'ubadim, that had been worked out, tachas karka, say underneath the bottom, u'kenegah the akib shoregel, and by the heel of the foot, yesh oisun son shot semer, that those who make a wood, wool, u'karin son namti, and these things are called namti. Ardalan in the modern Hebrew is actually used for shoe rubbers. Ein behem mishum klayim, the kashen him because they're hard. Sorry, the pshiti, ein behem mishum klayim, beged klayim, you have a garment that's made of shatnez. Shetru mo moisik, you're using it as a coin purse. Mutter, l'sasim b'cheik, you put in your lap, sham mois, makshin oisob, because the money makes it hard, ve'in mechaim, and therefore it does not heat you up. The barzrani, shetru behem zermi, you tie in it, you're storing seeds in it. Yeshem mishum klayim ve'asur b'sasim v'sochekol. You can't put it into your lap. Asur l'nalo b'yontav v'yontav mutar l'tatal d'klihu, because it is indeed a vessel. Ma'aseh shehoyim b'msechah Shabbos b'perek b'meh isha yoytzin, b'msechah Shabbos in the fifth parak of Kol b'meh isha yoytzin. B'sichi yusedus katanos shel eitz, sixth parak Kol b'meh isha yoytzin. B'sichi yusedus katanos shel eitz, like thumbtacks, small pegs of wood, and so some say the pshat of sikhi is that you sewed it twice in the middle, the shtayim barosh into at the head, the shtayim be'ekevo into at the heel. Beitzas, hagir, gir is min karka hamashkir, it's a type of dirt, mud, which will blacken something as a paint. Beitzas is called over hanolush, anything which has been kneaded, the nasa oven became thick, as kori beitzas is called beitzas, which is metunash belaz. To smooth it, the Mefarsh Chaimis will explain later. In his place, they would put the part of the flesh on the outside of the shoe and the part of the heel on the inside of the shoe. And the place where you have the meat, that it is normally has like holes and cracks. The klipos, and different little peelings. Ba'aser Rabbi Yehuda b'asar l'sachas l'fnim, inside of it, hilkach lefer ain't tzarech l'sachas, so they only needed to shine it. Ba'atanat ha'am b'tfilin ain't usna mehem b'yantuv, until you do not wear yantuv, k'da amr b'erben, as we say in Erben, yotzul shabbosos v'yamim tovim, skum shabbos v'yantuv, shein atzmon ois, that they themselves are an ois. Kol shen u'usem boi b'chol, shehu mesukan kol tzarech, it's completely prepared. This Mishnah said, "Lav an neusin." It's not going that which you're wearing. The lekaimei koy that's afterwards. Elam shalchin, that's before it. Elam shalchin, it's going to be sending it to Basra, that's afterwards. Lasuya tefillin, it's coming to include tefillin. The inami monech lo biyantov, because even if you put on yantov, like yisur, there's no iser. Umiu, however, sanal masumer, the sanal masumer lo, that's not allowed. The lo leimel. So the person shouldn't say that since Rabban allowed me to send it to my friend, that it shows that it's permitted to wear it, which it is not. That people shouldn't see it. And Rabban allowed him to take it into the city while wearing it. Because it's only carrying in an abnormal way. The was in the fields. It's not guarded there. When he goes into the city, enters the city, originally we should put it in the first house. Basically, he shouldn't take it to his house. Ha, the minter of oisel bayis has samach the beis medrash in that house which is next to the shul, the beis medrash im nishmarim heim boy, if they are guarded there, then yitnum shem should put it there. My area b'roish shekvar haya melubash behem the boy yom, he was already wearing them by day. The hanukkah the bay, that's what bay was talking about. Even after it already became Shabbos, if he found them on the ground, still allowed him to put on his head and to hide them. Hamoitze tefillin b'Shabbos v'sodan and Shabbos in the field, machnisin le'ir into the city. Zugzug neisim b'roshu echad v'echad b'zori puts on his head one and his arm one. K'derech hanachasim b'chol the way he does it during the week. Machnisin he brings him into the city. V'choyzer v'hoylech v'lobi zugacher. He goes back and puts on another pier. Machnisin and brings them in. Tefillin shel roish v'shel zreya kari zugzug. When you have both the tefillin of that you put on the head and on your arm, that is called a pier. Since they aren't guarded from thieves, when they're in his head, Yulichim Abesu can take him to his house. But he found him in the place where they are guarded from dogs, then Lo Yuzozam in Mokamanish and move them from where they are. Hajjan Loch Beitza, we finished the first Perek. Perek Cheney. Yom Tov. Lo yivashel b'tesvav omid beis. Yom Tov, the second parak. Lo yivashel b'tchilo lios tchilas bishulo v'ikuro l'shem Shabbos. At the beginning, and his main cooking should be for Shabbos. El l'shem Yom Tov, rather, it should be for Yom Tov. Yehei tchilas bishulo, that should be the beginning of his start. It was bishul, and mashur, and what's left over, yehei l'shabbos should be for Shabbos. K'taniv also, as we say, avon mavashel hu l'yom Tov, they could cook for Yom Tov, but below haromo, and without any tricking, k'taniv l'kaimon, as we'll say later. Why Rashi starts off and says Tchilas Bishul of Ikro, and afterwards by interval only says Tchilas Bishul. I don't know. Oysa Tavshul L'Shem Erev for an Erev Tavshilin Ubeitza Shalom Shayu Tochon Beitza Al Hadog. They would press an egg onto the fish Kishutzenosam when they were roasting it. Achlo Oysha Avdu Oysha Avad Kaidim Shabishul Kol Tzarchei Shabbos before he is finished cooking all his needs for Shabbos. Samechalav Lavashul B'Shvilo to cook for him. Gemara the Gemara Ma Nahani Mili Lav Dafka Mikroi. You're not really learning it from the Pesukim. The Ruv Tashilin, the Rabbanan, because Erev Tashilin is only the Rabbanan. V'hachi come aboyle. This is what we're asking. Ahecha asmucha Rabbanan. Where the Rabbanan do their asmachta from? Zachar ein zechir elo b'dara mishtakech. There's no remembering unless you're dealing with something which is forgotten. Zachreel me'acher sheba lahashkichoy. K'sheba yom tov b'erev Shabbos. When Yontov comes out on Erev Shabbos, Karv Shabbos, L'shtakeach Machmas Yontov. It's close to forget about Shabbos because you're dealing with Yontov. Shemarbe b'sudos ha-yom, because you're busy making a lot of big sudos on Yontov. Ve'enam aniech l'Shabbos k'dei k'vod. You don't leave enough for the honor of Shabbos. Leave over enough for the honor of Shabbos. Sircha ha-kosin, the Pasuk is warning, l'zachro, to remember, l'shem'er ari, ve'rubi tashilin, when you make an Erev tashilin, then nimsa l'shizachroi, you're going to remember Shabbos. Shehari enu oisa elo machmas Shabbos, because you're only doing it before Shabbos. My time, Alom Tikno Erev Kro Vade Labe Erev Mishtoi. Why did they establish an Erev? Because the Pasuk for sure is not talking about Erev. V'lav Erev Mishtamim, and you don't learn out an Erev from it, it's not implied in it. V'smachta Be'almu, it's just in the smachta. V'chiyosu Kro L'kiddush Hayomasa, when the Pasuk is coming, it's talking about when the day becomes Mukuddish. Holy. K'dayim B'sachim, it's the same B'sachim, Zachreo Al Hayayin. It's the Kiddush Hayomasa, it's coming to teach you about Kiddush. Remember about having making kiddush. The erev midrabanan and erev is on midrabanan. Umar rolo sakins. And what was the reason that they made it? Amarav kadeshi yivru mitoich she me'ariv. Once he makes an erev zochar as a Shabbos, remember Shabbos. The ainu mechala as a kol. The yontif doesn't use up everything on yontif. Uberi mana lizeh umana lizeh, and he chooses a portion for each one. Rav Asher malolch with Shabbos. They didn't establish it for the honor of Shabbos. Elolch with yontif, but rather for the Kvoid of Yontif. Kadesh Yomar ain't oifim a Yontif l'Shabbos. El im kain hischil mu ba'oidim. Unless you started already by day, the ainu elog kigoymer ba'hoilik. It's only now. It's only as if you're finishing and continuing your cooking. Aval eschuli lo, but to start no. Kavuchayim dem Yontif l'chol and gami lo is completely oster. Bishlim there of Ashi Yomar l'chvoid Yomtov tiknu that they establish it for the honor of Yomtov. Kadesh Yomar they should say oster l'haschil bishuli Shabbos v'Yomtov that you're not allowed to start. That you should say that you're not allowed to start to cook for Shabbos on Yom Tov. Hainu the me'ariv yontif hutzuchas. So that's why you have to make the erev an erev yontif. Elo rova the amar kadesh yivra. That the reason is that you should choose portions for Shabbos. Afil biyontif liyasel if they sudas yontif. You should make it before sudas yontif. Then yesh kan zchira Shabbos. You've remembered Shabbos. Livert monosof to choose and separate a portion. Shemi yivsha yishkach. You forget lo yariv and you won't make an erev. Why mishum the term? Because you're busy. This is what happens often in the Gemara. When the Amoraim are starting to bring a reason from the Pesukim, and the Tana the Brisa which learns it from somewhere else, we say this. We're coming to say, Amoraim lamdu mikanda, the Amoraim learns it from here, but Tana lamdu mikanda, Tana learns it from a different Pesuk. Esa sherete awful, awful, havalei lamichdav hayom awful. Ubishal, they should have just said, today you baked and cooked. El Remes, who is coming to hint to you, sheishcha yom shishi she'in oifin l'tzerch mocha, that there is a Friday, which you do not bake for tomorrow. That which was on Thursday. Oifen pas bread, mabashlin is tafshel is a cooked dish. Shoyoshe bederish b'yomtov b'yomtov yotzla kat b'shonon listel to the yomtov to eat the yomtov meal v'nichu derish, and they left him teaching, giving shir. Balei patasin chavios gudolos echinolim, they prepared large barrels. Argus is be'anumilim, which is the type of wine that they're preparing, which is a wine with pilpal, pepper, and dvash, honey. And various lots of drinks. They're quickly leaving. Meaning to say, we're going fresters. They like to eat a lot. They're not busy wanting to toil to hear Torah. Hello, Bale Me'ira Shay, Beis Medrash Misraikim, but the Beis Medrash was getting very empty. The Gnaya Dover, it was very insulting to the Torah of Akasha Me'inav, and he was upset about it. Ad Masai Him Yoshim Logarsin, and that is not written in the Gemara. His Chilu Penei Mishan Kisurim, they thought Koyes Al Kat Shishis, that he was angry at the sixth group, when they shot Ichru Lotzeis, because they delayed leaving, and therefore, because Shekin Aleinu, certainly he's angry at them. Chayesha Suda, that's the meal. Ochl Meshvana Mikro, who be Sefer Ezra, it's a Pasuk in Sefer Ezra, Ad Ki Chedvas, Hashem Hi Me'uzcha, that's the end of the Pasuk. Shelo Hayelo Lehaniach, Kegoin She'ovdo Loi Aveda, Erev Yontav, he lost some objects in Erev Yontav, Machzer Kol Yamachre, and he's searching for it all day. Chedvas Hashem, Simcha She'atam Oysim, Bishvil HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Simcha that you're doing for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Harihi Me'uzchem, meaning Hitazer Eschem L'Shalim HaKfo Seichem, it's going to help you to pay off your debts, Mavo Seichem, your credits and your debts from your loan, Shetubo B'Shvila, that you loaned for it, meaning you borrowed money to buy your Yom Tov needs. She is Skaimel on the Chosim, Shelo Yehi Adam Chomsen, but Goizel Sadas Mena, the person shouldn't come in Chomis, Chomis is when he forces you to sell it to him, or Goizel is just to steal the Sadas Mena in the fields from him, from the person. Yata behen, Yita behen. Adar Ilan Choshevu is a very important, fancy tree, well-known tree. Yeshel Shem Lemercha, people talk about all over the place. Why even to say Pliny Yeshel Adar Besedeil? So and so, he has an Adar in his field. And we talk Kachem. Therefore, he Nikras Al Shemot. The whole field is called out by his name. The Moelachem Midin Ziyam. If he travels far away, Uba Achar Behechzik. When a person comes and squats in this field, Yeshel Edim Harbe. Shai Yisrael Shel. Lots of witnesses that says Ve'ilu Mochra. And had he sold it, then it would have been news that now it belongs to the second person. And things actually calling Yeshel Edom Har, because it's more, they didn't actually see it, they just know about it. The idea is being called a witness. Shenemar Adir B'marom Kolam, meaning to say Shadir Loshin Kiyim Uch B'Choizek, it's the language of establishing something and being strong. Kachnekar Adar, that's what's called Adar. Kishmei, Kishmo, like its name, Shemefarshim, and the other Meshmo, that people explain its name. Nachmeses, Chamson, Yov Demei, Chamson pays for it. El Shalakech, but rather he takes it by force. The Yesh Kolo, different people hear about this. By Yom Omochar, and today or tomorrow, Mazmin Lebezin, you'll take him to Bezin. Perasel Meshtamarin, Lo Yidan, and I don't know what this means. And Yesh Mefarshim, Rashi, Zalus, explain, Shenaitin, Lusa, Alagvul, and they plant it on the borders. Yeshalo, Anofim, Harbi, and lots of branches, Vulusa, together, and it comes to a, makes a field of fence. The linear, and Rashi, to him, it seems, Shehu Min Esev, Choshev, is the type of very important grass. The Zaro, Misarabim, Meperos, and its seeds will mix together with the fruit. Ubisada, Lovan, Kamar, something like a wheat field, Mishtameris, Atfu, Mina, Knimo, Batulaim, and it guards the wheat from blight and worms and bugs. Shereach, Oisel, Zerat, Mafrichon, the Hargon, because the smell of this seed will chase them away and kill them. Kedamar, Bechimtin, that we say by the Bog Chimtin, Shemeshamar, Hatfu, Bechimtin, the stigma that Shemeshamar, Hatfu, Mesech, Shabbos, that guards the Tfu, and we say this in Mesech, Shabbos.